You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs here with you today. And as I mentioned prior to break, some great advice that we need to be giving throughout the next year for the upcoming 4th of July 2016 is going to be, players, stay away from the fireworks. And
the heck is...
I just don't get it. I you know, you talk about players who have to support family members, their friends, and their posses, quote-unquote. Let them blow their hands off. You know, let them deal with insurance. Don't let it cost you your career. And in this case, you know, referencing Jason Pierre-Paul, who is, I believe, in a hospital down in Florida. He denied Jesse Armstead and the head trainer down there in the New York Giants access to him while in the hospital. So he turned away two representatives from the New York Giants because I think Jesse Armstead is actually a former NFL player who is a liaison with the New York Giants. Turned them away, has not taken or called the New York Giants in any way, shape, or form. And Adam Schefter yesterday reported via actual medical documents that Jason Pierre-Paul underwent surgery to amputate his right pointer or index finger. And the reason why I'm referencing, you know, the amputation is a big deal because Hugh Douglas, former Philadelphia Eagle and New York Jet, has just come out and talked about how Jason Pierre-Paul is going to have to relearn how to pass rush the quarterback in different techniques because of his inability to use the full strength of his right hand. And I just think it's very interesting to me. And he says that, you know, God gave us five fingers for a reason, and just gripping and ripping and the strength of that hand and or now the four fingers on that right hand are going to have to overcompensate for the deficiency of its pointer finger. And I just think it's such an avoidable situation. We've got CJ Wilson as well, injured his finger, and his father has come out and said, you know, right now it's not about football, it's about his health. Eventually, it'll get back to football. And Gibbs, it just brings up a great point where I think this brings up a great template for agents and business managers and coaches and trainers to not only obviously don't drink and drive and, you know, don't use things that you don't, you know, have in your system. You don't take any PEDs or things that you think would be questionable. This brings up a whole situation. As you mentioned, I think it was, you know, earlier in this week or last week about, you know, you get a call that Kellen Winslow drove his motorcycle into a tree and may not be able to play again. But is it something that needs to be added as an addendum to contracts now? Because players, and you know, there's a sense of entitlement with these players. There's a sense of invincibility with all players that they want to be the center of attention as they are in their career, that I want to be the guy lighting the fireworks, putting on this great show, or being the funny guy that lights off the big, you know, explosion, to not, like, feel like they need to step away and just enjoy the show instead.
What was the dumbest thing you did as a player that you went back and you were like, that was stupid? Why would you put yourself in jeopardy like that?
Well, I was fairly safe. You know, I had never skied prior to my career being over. I had never jet skied prior to my career being over. I'd be open if someone pushed me to skydiving, pushed me out of the plane. I don't think I'd ever want to bungee jump because I don't want to trust that cord.
Oh, that's awesome.
You've done it?
Yeah. Over really? The Gulf of Mexico.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was
awesome. It is awesome?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty sweet.
Did you jump willingly or someone have to push you?
No, I jumped.
See, I think I would have to get up there, and I'd say I'd do it. I'd get hooked up, and I'd be nervous. But as I was going up in that crane or whatever was taking me up there, the elevator.
In all fairness, I did a tandem bungee.
Okay.
And we got up to the very top.
Was it you and another guy, or
yeah,
you and a girl?
No, it was one of my buddies who was afraid of heights. There were a lot of cocktails consumed.
Okay.
And he got up there, and we're videotaping it. Like, and we paid for the videotape and everything. There's like 10 of us that were on vacation. It was a little golf trip. We get up there. He's like, I don't know. His eyes are closed. I'm like, dude, you got to open them. It's awesome. Look out. And he opens it. He's like, it's not so bad. I go, isn't it great? And I just shoved us both over.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
I think I would do it, but I would literally have to like tell the guy that works for the company. I go, I'm going to walk to the edge, but I'm not willingly going to jump. Can you just give me that nudge?
He can't do that, though.
I know, but I would just say I'd give him a 20 or something. to just like, you know, he'd reach down and grab something. And his head hit me in the lower back and just nudged me over the edge. Because you know what's funny is I love, you know, playing in the National Football League, and I sit here in the Dog Bowl and I look at that picture of First Energy Stadium with those guys, and I miss that time and the adrenaline and, you know, the focus being on you, especially if you're in uniform, even more so if you're on the field. And I find myself with fewer opportunities in my life now that I'm out of the NFL and I'm a dad and a husband to get that rush. But there's no greater rush than like going to a Cedar Point or to, you know, we went down to Disney World last year and taking my son on the power, the Tower of Terror, which, you know, he now won't ride anything. But I mean, he was 6 years old. I mean, seven, he had just turned seven.
Way to scar him for life.
No, actually he was six, which is even worse. So he's six. Yeah, he makes a run right for the bed. He's like, Dad, I got to go to the bathroom, like right when we get off the ride. That, I took him on the Aerosmith ride, which is obviously pitch black.
Rock and roller coaster.
Yes, good exactly. Ride. So and most recently, it was maybe last summer, I went on the Power Tower at Cedar Point, you know.
Sure.
And I don't want to go on the one where they shoot you up. That's kind of weak. I want to go on the one where they drop you.
I want my stomach to still be at the top of the tower when we make that first drop.
Exactly. So I found myself, and I think I rode on it with my niece who was in town for the week. And we go up, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. You know, and they sit you up there for, what, 10, 15 seconds? Yep. And I had the doubt, and I go, I'm a little scared right now. And I'll ride anything. I will. And I literally sat up there and I go, I'm kind of in doubt right now that this thing's, cause I'm like, I'm still 250 pounds. I'm like, you know, I'm working out a bunch. I can barely fit in the dang harness.
I was going to say, is the harness going to stay closed?
Yeah. I'm in that little zone where I could use one more click, but it'd be way too tight.
Yep.
So I'm like freakishly the bars away from me. So I've got a little bit of freedom and I just don't feel secure. And I get up there, you know, and I look over the park, and as you said, when you stand up there, it's beautiful.
It's an awesome view.
And it's an awesome view of the whole park. And, you know, Sandusky, if you're facing the right way, you can look out over the lake. It's great. And it's really cool. But I just had that little doubt because I had missed the adrenaline that, you know, I got on a weekly basis in the National Football League or, you know, living in, you know, Northeast Ohio, going to Cedar Point frequently throughout summers or amusement parks and things like that, that I hadn't gone in so long. And I was like, I'm kind of freaked out right now. But when it was over, it was great. And I'm sure that's kind of how it was with bungee jumping.
Yeah. No, there's no.
Would you want to, you'd want to keep doing it over and over again if you didn't have to pay for it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get right back in line.
Yeah. Great. Well, what we have coming, we have a special treat for you coming up after this break. We're going to hear from Jim Wyatt. We've had Jim on before because we played the Tennessee Titans last year in the season. But Jim Wyatt, the Tennessean beat reporter for the Tennessee Titans. As we've continued to go through our previews, we heard from the Chicago Bears and the New York Jets yesterday. We're going to hear how Marcus Mariota is doing down in practice in Tennessee. So we'll have him right after break. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs on ESPN 850 WKNR. A reason